the bond snapped. Now the Gemara says, Onkelis bar kulinimus igayer, he became a ger. We know first he was a Roman, and then he became a ger, he was mezgar, became a Jew. So Shoda Kesar, the emperor, the Roman emperor, sent Shoda Kesar Gunda Drumoy Abasre, send a bunch of soldiers, Roman soldiers, after him. Right, to arrest him. Like, how come he became a Jew? So what happened was, Mashkinu Bikroi Igayer, that when these soldiers went to him, he started to talk to him about Psukim, and he tried to explain to him about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he made them all become Jews. He was Megar of them, he was Makar of them. He had outreach here. He was Makar of these people and made them Jews. So Hoda Shod the Gunda the Ramoy Achrina. Then the emperor sent another bunch of Roman soldiers. So then again he sent another bunch of soldiers after Basra after him. But Omalu, this time the Kesar said to this bunch of soldiers, Loi temru lei v'loi midi, do not have any discussion with him at all. Just bring him here. What happened was, ki hevi shakli, when the soldiers met up with Unklis and they started to take him, ki hevi shakli v'yozlu, omalu. So Unklis said to them, Eimaluchu milsa biyama, let me just tell you something, an ordinary thing, not going to tell you anything about the psukim, let me just talk to you, milu v'yalma. So he said to them like this, Nifrura nokat nura kame pifruya. Let's say you have a procession that somebody holds the torch, one person holds in front of the other person. Like really, we go through all the different type of ranks of a sergeant, the higher one, that one holds the light in front of the next one. She said here what it usually is, Nifrura nokat nura kame pifruya, and pifruya leduksa. He holds the torch in front of the leader. And duksa lehagmona, the leader holds the torch in front of the governor. Hagmunya lekumya, the governor holds the torch in front of the chief officer. Kumya, the question is though, the chief officer though, mi noked nuru mekami inchi, does he hold the light in front of the people? Amalei loy, of course not, like the highest in charge, he would not hold the light in front of the people. Amalu, so now Uncle said back to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nokat nura kami Yisrael. If so, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu held the light in front of the Jews? To see the Pasuk says, Vashem holech lefnayim yoimam, that Hashem went in front of them, Hashem went in front of them by day. So you have to say, you see how chashuv, how great the Jews are, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the light in front of them. If so, the Maisa was, Igayir, Kulu, they also became Jews. All right, we'll stop here.
In the middle of Shiloh, in the middle of the story with Unkelis. Unkelis ben Klonimus, that he was Mizgar, he became a Jew, and now the Roman emperor was angry at him and wanted to take him, bring him to jail. So every band of soldiers that he sent to him, he was Mizgaya them. So in the middle of the Gemaisa now, 10 lines down, says again a third time, Hoda Shodar Gundo Achrina Basre. Again, the Roman emperor sent again a group of soldiers after Unklis. But Amalu, this time the emperor said clearly to them, Loi Tishtoye Mi Dibiade. Do not talk anything at all with him. Don't talk anything with him. Oh, that was good. Yeah. Samara says, Kinoket lay, when the soldiers went to take him, the Adli, they were leaving the house, Chazi Mezusto, Deman Chapischa. He like showed them, look at this mezuzah that's on my doorpost. Is Ois V'yodi Allah. So Unkelis put his hands on the mezuzah. V'yomalu, my high. And he asked them, what is this? Do you know what this is? So they were caught off guard. Omrulei, Eimalonat, okay, you tell us, we don't know what this is. The soldier said, we don't know what it is, you tell us. Omalu, so Unkla said back to them like this, Minhoga Shalurlam, the normal manner is that Melech Basavadam Yeshim Rifnim, the great king, a flesh king, sits inside. The Yavod of Misham Menosim Bachutz, and he has his servants outside the door, outside the house, protecting him, watching him. But Yilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the opposite. We have a house, we sit inside the house. and HaKadosh Baruch himself is sitting outside the house watching us. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Yishma Tzeischo V'yecha Mi'atov Yad Elam, that HaKadosh Baruch is watching our going in of the house. So that's what Uncle has told these people, these soldiers, and right away again, Igayer, that they became Gerim also, they also became Jews. So what happened was, Suloi Shoda Basri. That's it, the Roman Emperor gave up already, he's going to lose his whole army, he'll have nobody left, he left Uncle alone, keep who you have, we keep the rest. Then the Pasuk says, V'yisad Zimbrashis, V'yemer Hashem lo, Shem said back to Rivka, that Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, you're going to have two Goyim, that really we say it means two nations. We know Yaakov and Esav were two different nations. And Omer of Yehuda, Omer Rav, we dash it from this, Al Tikri Goyim, it doesn't only mean that there'll be two nations, Elo Goyim, there'll be two princesses, two leaders. What does that go on? Zu Antoninus Verebi. Antoninus, that's from Esav, that's Rome from Esav, and Rebi, that's from Yaakov. Now these two great people, means rich people, that Shaloi Posko Mial Shechonim, it was never missing from their table, Loi Chazeres, not Chazeres. Yeah, that's Chazeres is lettuce. Chazeres is lettuce, not lettuce. V'loi Kishuyas, and not the cucumbers. V'loi Tznoin, not radishes. Loi B'Moisacham, and Loi B'Moisagashamim. Throughout the whole year, not in the summer, not in the winter, is not missing. It's even though it was hard to find, they had to go to farmer's market and pick it up. So even though it's out of season, they were able to have it. They were so rich.
What's the importance of these four
vegetables? Oh, let's see. The Yomama, good. Gemara says, the Yomama we learn, that chews the food for you. Eat radish first, that chews up the food. Chazeres, eat a lettuce after that. Mahapech baichel, that turns over the food, helps it digest. It turns it over for you inside. And kishus, then if you eat cucumbers, marchiv mayim, it widens the intestines. Makes it easy for everything. So it makes a straight flow in the digestive system. So to eat these three things is very good for you. So Moshe says, not that way. V'atona deverim yishmoyel. Loma nikra shmon kishuim. Why is kishuas, cucumbers, called kishuim? Mifnei shekoshen l'gufa shel adam. It's very bad. It's hard. It's harmful to the body of a person. You're like a sword. It's hard. Kishuim. It's called kosher. It's hard for you. So I can tell me now, kishuim is marchiv meyim. It widens the intestines and makes it easy for you. So Moshe says, Lakasha. Hobaravavi, hobizutri. By big ones, maybe they're no good. Hobizutri, by small ones, they're still young. Then they're okay. They help out the digestive system.
Why does the Gemara pick
Choices. Shloi Paskum Shulchan Ein Zeru Vusel Shoyomar Bim Suda Shulchanim. Shaitzrichem Lachtach Lahapich Maik Lachav Neimayim.
It means they always had such big meals that if they wouldn't have these things, they'd be finished. Because the only way they could eat so much and have such big meals is they're able to take care of their digestive system. They're telling us they had it. Yeah, that's the point.
Right.
No.
Yom HaLeid of Yom HaMis. Now the Mishnah says also Yom HaLeid is birthday and Yom HaMis, the day he died, is also a Yom Chag. Michlau, so the Mishnah says though, that Tanakhama says depends. That's that the Yom HaMis is called a Chag, that's only if there's Sreifer involved also, only if they burn his things. That's what Tanakhama says. V'yayim ha'leid v'yayim ha'mis divra v'meyach. Chom moimrim, kol misa sh'yesh po sreifo, yesh po v'zachovim. If when the king dies, they burn his things, his throne, his kelim, his clothing, then they worship the avodah zarah. But if they do not burn his throne, his kelim, then they do not worship.
They burn him too, right?
No.
Mar says,
Mechlau, t'rabi meyach sovar, loishna misa sh'yesh po sreifo, v'loishna misa sh'yesh po sreifo. Does not make a difference by the Romans whether when the king dies they burn his utensils that he used or whether they do not burn them. Still, on his yard site they worship the Avodah Zarah. Alma, what do you see according to Rabbi Meir? That Sreifa Lav Chukihi. This fact that they burn his utensils, that's not called a Chayk. It's not like a cult of Avodah Zarah to say it's also to do it. But it just happens to be that sometimes yes, sometimes no, it's not a cult. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with it. Therefore, for us, it doesn't make a difference whether they do or they do not. the Yom HaMisa, that's a chag. Mechlal Drabonin Tzavri, Sreifa Chuki. Yes, Sreifa burning is a cult. It's something they do, it's a chukah, they do it the same.
Cold, you mean?
No, cult. A cult. They do it for their Hashem Avoy Dezaru. That's their cult.
Isn't a chukah like an ordinance?
Yeah.
Sreif Chukahi. And the difference would be, it's also for Jew then to do it also. If that's a chukah of a goy, that's their cult, so a Jew should not do it either. So Mar says, not true. For a time you learned that Sorfen al Hamlochim, that by a Jewish king also, we are allowed to burn his utensils when he goes. V'loy midaki amari v'yein chukahi. No, v'loy midaki amari, it's not an Issa of midaki amari. Rashi says, Eino midaki amari lochosh loisasek amasayim. As possible to not do the way the goyim do it. So here, burning the throne or the clothing of a king, it has no issa. Now the question is, v'chukhi, if you're going to tell me that this is a cult that the goyim do, they do it for their avoid the zora. When a king dies, they burn his utensils. If so, anan heches afrinan, how is a Jew allowed to burn their king's clothing? The pasuk says, v'chukasayim loisaleichu. So if there'll be a chukah, then it will be also for Jew to do it. Elo, it has to be the kuliyal masreif alav chuki. Both Rabbi Meir and Tanakam both agree that the fact that Goyim burns the kelim, that's not a chayk. It's not the doing it l'shem avodah zara. Elo, rather, chashivusahi. It only shows how important the king was to them. That's all. The great person goes. It's like to show people we have no right to use his utensils. His throne, he was a great person, nobody now could use it. Therefore we're burning it now, just to teach us not to use it. But not as a chukah for the Avodah Zorah. If so, the Yochel Bokeh Miflugi, what is the Machlokes in the Mishnah then? Rabbi Meir Sovar, Loishna Misa Sheyesh Basreifa, Loishna Misa Shein Basreifa, Pol Chibola Vrazgachovim. By the Romans, any time their king dies, even though the king was not that chashuv to them to burn his kelim, but still this much they worship their avodah zarah. They give thanks to their avodah zarah. Why? Maybe because the king, the god took away their king, they give thanks. But when the king goes on his anniversary, they worship their avodah zarah. For Rabbon and Tzavri, no, it depends. Mi sheyesh basreifa chashiv elhu. If the people, then the Romans, take out the time to burn the king's kelim, it shows then to them he was a great king, and therefore they did not feel as fit anybody else should use his kelim. Therefore, upolchibo. Therefore, they go to worship their avodah zarah. But the shein basreifa, if the Romans do not burn the kelim, the throne, the kelim of the king, that means lechashiva. He wasn't such a great king. It does not mean that much to them if somebody else uses his utensils. If so, v'lepalchibo, then they do not go to worship their avodah zarah. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. Not that burning the kelim is a chukah. No, it's mutter for Jew to do it also. Just it's a mitzvah that the Tanakhama holds. It's only if a king is so choshev do they worship their avodah zarah. Kufa, what we just said before, sorfa ma'alam lochim. By a Jewish king also, it's permissible to burn his utensils after his niftah. There's no issa of Daki Amor to say it's a cult that the Goyim do, we have to stay away. No, it's only like I said before, they do it just because they feel bad, it's not respectful for somebody else to use the royal kelim. So a Jew could also do this. Shinema is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, V'sholem Tomus, V'mesaf Rois, Avoisech Amlochim, and they'll burn the utensils of the king. Mashma, they did this, the Navi is saying that the Jews did this. Now, Kishem Shesorfim Al Amlochim, same way if a Jewish, a Melech Yisrael is Niftar, you have a right to burn his utensils, is Kach Sorfim Al Anasiyim. The same way it can be done by any great person. If the prince, the Nasi, the president, is Niftar, also, it's fitting to say he was such a great person, no Hedyid, normal person has the right to use his kelim, to use his clothing. Therefore, we have a right to burn the kelim. And there's no issa about Pashkis, not called some destruction, because you're doing it mishum kovod amalkus. As kovod amalkus, it's mutter. Now, umahim sorfim, what is the meaning? What are we supposed to burn? Alam lochim, mitoson, his bed, or klitash mishon, all his utensils, his kelim that he used. Umaisa once happened, Shemaisa with Gmil Hazokin. Gmil Hazokin was Nifta, and the Sarif Olaf Unkle Tager
Unkefagir now went and burnt Shivim Monatsuri, $70, 70 Monatsuri, a large sum of money. So the Havaminer is that he burnt the money itself. So let's question why. Well, Mati just got finished telling me, Mahein Starfim, what is the meaning, what are you supposed to burn? Mahein Starfim Aleim, Mitos Nuklitash Rishon. In other words, it's explaining that Stam is Baal Pashkas involved. You're not supposed to Stam burn money. You only have a right to burn something if you're showing covet to the Melech. Like you're doing it as covet HaMalchus. He was such a great person, not fit for us to use his utensils. But it's only permissible to burn these things, his mitzvah, his dead, his throne, the canon that he used, but not to burn Stam money. That's Stam Baal Pashkas. Sa'at and Unkos do this. Somewhere it says,
burning money really only just melting down gold
or silver. It's not. Obviously, burning it was destroying it. You're right. It wasn't just by melting it down. He was destroying it.
Then use paper money. Use metal money. Then nothing will happen to the money.
Well, you're still ruining it, though. It's still about Tashkas. Whatever you did to it now, you're going to ruin it. If you want to reuse it again, you're going to have to make it back into money. It is a mice of destruction. It is about Tashkas. So, Stam about Tashkas is also. There's only a head if it's showing clearly it's covered on Melech. So, more says, Amos, say rather like this. The Shiva Monitsuri, that's how much the utensils, the throne, his bed was worth. But not that he actually destroyed the money itself.
Shavya.
Shiva Monitsuri. For the Maru Mini Akhirini Law is the true what you're saying. That nothing else you're allowed to destroy. For Tanya we learned. Oikr and Al Hamalochim. That you're allowed to be Oikr mean rule take off something from his horse. The great horse that the king rode on, we're allowed to cut off the hooves, we'll soon see. Arkin Alam Lochim, and Vien by Mishum Daki Amiri, to see you're allowed to. You're allowed to cut off from the horse. So Amar Papa Susharach Ola Olof. You're allowed to cut off the hoof of the horse that he rode on. That's all. That's also considered Kavod HaMelech. That this is the horse the king rode on. It's not fit for anybody else to use it. So Toys asked the question, it's pretty far. Next to Toys says, Arkin Alam Lochim. In time of Mount Lepor, we could Tzar Balechayim. So this is the Raisa of Tzar Balechayim. The Baruch Lekamon, God be nice and blessed and Meshuk, the Chavim. So tell you this, the Yishloima, the Shani covered HaMelech, she covered the whole Yisrael, the Yossi Kvoid Rabim, for Dochi Tzar Balechayim. To give covered to the Melech is called covered of Kal Yisrael, that's covered at Tzibur, that's Doich of this Yisra of Tzar Balechayim. Therefore, it's permissible to cut off the hoof of the animal of the king. Now the Mor says a behemah tara loy, behemah tara not, mashma only the sus, but not an animal that's tor, for a tiny learn like this. Ikor sheyesh po trei pasa. Just that a lot of oikrim, you could cut off part of the animal, the kavod HaMelech, that's only if it does not make the animal a treifa. But v'shein bo, that's also, if you do so much to make the animal a treifa, that's also. But v'shein bo treifa, if you're just cutting off the bottom part of the hooves, that do not make it a treifa, mutter. That's permissible. Now, the Ezeu Iker, Shein Bo Treifa, what's called an Iker, what are you taking off? That does not make the animal a treifa. Ha Menashe, if you trim, Ha Soisov, Min Ha